The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So as we continue with these 16 steps of breathing, we've now, just through them, up until now, we've kind of gone through the first half of them. And I've mentioned that part of the foundation for these is to have an equanimous awareness of what's happening, to have an ability to be spacious, open, non-reactive to our experience. And it begins with the body, with breathing and our physical experiences. And to open to our physical experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, with this non-reactive awareness, this equanimous, spacious awareness, begins shifting our perspective on the body, our relationship to it. For some people, they discover their body, maybe even for the first time, in a really deep inner way. Some people discover the first time how to experience their body in an intimate, deep way. Some people start discovering how much tension they carry in their body, and they begin to relax and to soften. As we move into the second of the groups of four, they're organized in groups of four, and so the 5, 6, 7, and 8, it's to experience some of the pleasure or joy of meditation. Not easy to come by, but to know that it's part of the practice, to open to it. To have some sense of well-being, so that it's easier to open up to what's going on with our minds. The thoughts, the fears, the aversions, the desires, the confusions, the memories and the hopes, the aspirations, all these things that the mental activities are going on. And to be able to see that with this equanimous, open awareness means that we begin to see what's going on inside of us without blame or judgment or feeling we're bad or that we're great because we have good thoughts. This ability to hold it in a spacious, equanimous mind is a radical thing. It's a very different perspective than how many people go about their lives and or how even they've been trained by their society or family or something. And it begins to shift our perspective on things. And to add to that, the possibility of not being caught in all those things, but to do so, something as simple as simply relaxing the mental formations, the mental activities, that these mental formations, activities, are not necessarily, they don't have to be there all the time. We don't have to have the same preoccupations over and over again and caught up in the same worries or fears or desires or thoughts or memories. Not to dismiss them, but it's also not necessary to always be in them. It's possible to relax and to soften. And it changes our relationship to them. We stop seeing them as being so ultimate or invest so much authority in them. And so there's a shift of perspective that begins coming. We appreciate more and more there's something else going on here that's valuable, that's not all the things we're thinking about or preoccupied with. It's not even what the ordinary pleasures and joys of life. There's something deeper that's opening up here that we're connecting to in the present moment. And this process of being with the breathing, breathing in and breathing out, no longer appears to be kind of mechanical or simplistic, but begins opening up to a certain kind of depth of goodness, depth of freedom, of well-being, of intimacy that is really kind of feels like it's much better than the preoccupations, much better than the small little world of self-concern that we might be living in much of the time, the the world of thoughts, the world of such things. And so as this perspective shifts and changes, we start appreciating how precious it is, valuable it is, to be alive and to be living and be able to really focus on the present moment. And that there's a path, there's a direction that the body, the mind, wants to go in towards steadiness, greater stillness, or to say it differently, it's going towards less agitation. It just feels like the whole system wants to be less agitated. The whole system wants to be less scattered, less diffuse. It wants to kind of be settled, steadied, focused. And that in the breath meditation practice, that steadying of the mind in the present moment, the ballast, the stability, the focus, continues to be the breathing. So there's four steps that we'll do in the next sitting. The first is we start not only experiencing the mental activities, but now we experience the overall quality of the mind. And when there's enough letting go and relaxing and focusing before this, the quality of the mind feels quite great, wonderful. It can feel spacious. Mind can feel very spacious. It could feel settled. It could feel gathered together, unified. And these wonderful qualities of mind, when the mind is no longer fragmented, feels really good. And so we breathe in and out, feeling the quality of the mind. Then breathing in and out and feeling how good that is. They say it's called gladness. Feel this is good to feel this way. And then to concentrate the mind. Breathing in, breathing out, steadying, focusing, just really kind of becoming attuned to the breathing. So that's actually the default. That's where the mind wants to be. It's kind of like you've gotten on the slide, or you entered into the current of the river, and now you're really being carried along. You don't have to try to swim into the current anymore, or find the current. You're in it. And the samadhi, the concentration, is really staying there. But it's hard to get concentrated if the mind, not even you, but your mind, thinks that other things are much more important to think about, to be involved in. So this shift of perspective that happens as the mind gets steadied, it's not an easy thing to come to, so it's, you know, rushing through it here today, right? As it shifts its perspective of what's important, at some point as meditation deepens, what seems most important, most innate, most meaningful, most attractive, is to let the mind get quieter and more concentrated. If it does that well, then it begins having an experience that this is the 12th step of mindfulness breathing, which is called experiencing a liberated mind, liberation. It's not ultimate liberation, but it's starting to have a real visceral sense of what it's like to have a mind that is free, that's not caught in things and preoccupied in things. And to really have a visceral, palpable sense, experience of that, can be life-changing because, you know, oh, that's possible. It's possible to have a mind which is at ease, that feels at home and doesn't feel worried or afraid or angry or, I don't know, caught up in itself. It's possible to have a mind that's free. So that's the next little phase. So sitting upright, and taking a few moments sitting here quietly to feel your body sitting here, but see if you can feel it from the inside out. Almost like from the center of the torso. So you're not so much in your head, but you're sensing and feeling with the fullness, the aliveness that's in your body. when you die, initially, at first, your body will still be here. But what will be absent are all the sensations that you're experiencing now, both pleasant and unpleasant. Those sensations are here because you're alive. To feel the lived experience of this moment, here, in this body. And then to breathe with that. To breathe with the breath that keeps us alive. It's here for us now. And to relax into the breathing. Perhaps you can let go of your thoughts and let go into the experience of the body breathing. Steadying yourself in your body, feeling whatever feelings of stability you might have in your body, groundedness here. And relaxing your thinking muscle. Softening in your mind. You are so much more than whatever you're thinking about. Relax and relaxed beyond the edges of your thought into the global experience of being here and now. Allowing the mind to be relaxed, quiet, soft, and then steadying the mind on the breathing. Not so much concentrating on the breath as it is accompanying your breathing. Entering the current of breathing. Almost as if you become your breathing. Steadying your mind on your breathing, imagining that this is the most important thing to do at the moment. Imagining that breathing is the lifeline to freedom, the lifeline to a deep connection to this life. Hang in there, one breath at a time. Hang in there, one breath to the next breath. Each time you're breathing, letting the mind become quieter. A quiet awareness of breathing. Relax into your breathing. Relax out of your thoughts into the rhythm of breathing in and out. And then when I end the bell to end the sitting, hit the bell to end the sitting, you might want to spend the next little walking period staying kind of in your samadhi bubble or your practice bubble. Stay close to your practice so your mind doesn't wander off into all kinds of forms of thinking. As if you're continuing to meditate from the moment you get up from your sitting until you return. Be kind of quiet and maybe slow and attentive, deliberate. To stay in the flow of practice as close as you can. And we'll do a shorter walking period. We'll start in here again at 4:50. At 3:50, at 10 minutes to 4:00.